title of this essay is December 21st, 2012. All of us have lived our lives with prophecy dates looming in the near future. We have seen these dates come and go with little to no upheavals. After a while, there begins to form a desensitivity to prophets and prophecies, and business as usual is the theme of the day. No prophecy date in my lifetime intrigues me more than the hysteria surrounding December 21st, 2012. There is a growing population of perhaps over a billion people today that have some belief that the winter solstice of 2012 is going to herald a significant event for our species. An interesting thing about the 2012 prophecies is they are embraced almost entirely by capitalism rather than any critical thinking. The date has led to hundreds of books being published, as well as hundreds of thousands of websites, as well as billions of dollars flowing freely through the New Age circuit of expert lecturers. The hysteria surrounding the varied prophecies cover the spectrum from pseudoscience to channeling aliens, to psilocybin mushroom ingesters. The central prophecy comes from the Mayan calendar, although there is no prophetic text regarding any occurrences happening on the date itself. Modern Mayans dismiss completely the westernized borrowing of their ancestors' calendar for apocalyptic doomsday predicting. Within the growing hysteria of the 2012 date is a phenomenon which I have observed in my years around the fringes of the New Age and spiritual community, a serious lack of critical thinking accompanied by the borrowing of other people's beliefs without knowing the actual origins of those beliefs. The psychology of the New Age movement is not too hard to figure out, even for a layman like myself. People dissatisfied and for the most part feeling left out of the unemotional technological machine that is humanity these days latched on to an idea that promises and promotes a new age of spiritual oneness and a return to earth-based pagan cultures. It is an emotional response to this intellectual age that is steamrolling over the sensitive people in its path. Being an original thinker my whole life, I have never been able to identify with the vicariously faithful. I still get amazed at how someone will defend their beliefs until they get red in the face and hot under the collar, with little to no knowledge of where their beliefs originated from. A great example is the Planet X, or Nibiru, belief that a mysterious planet is whirling through space and is set to either collide or pass nearby the Earth in 2012, causing all manner of catastrophes. This belief is very widespread and originates from a channeled alien. That's right, not the findings of astronomers, but the message of a channeled alien. Astronomers have calculated that such an object so close to the Earth would be visible to anyone looking up at the night sky. There is a whole book and lecture industry surrounding the idea that planet Nibiru has inhabitants that are our alien progenitors. No one seems to have critical thinking regarding how a species could survive on a planet traveling through deep, dark space without a constant nearby sun. They would have had to survive in an unbelievably harsh environment, but somehow found the Earth habitable at some long-lost date in the past to breed and seed our ancestors. Sounds beyond stupid if you just ask some questions of the idea. We scoffed at Harold Camping as the May 21st, 2011 rapture date came and went. We are quick to point out that Reverend Camping predicted incorrectly the end days being in 1994. The same critical eye is not cast on the Planet X or Nibiru date of 2012, given an earlier predicted date of 2003, came and went. So new calculations had to be devised, and new books written, and new lecture tours booked, and more millions ciphered from the pockets of the emotionally gullible. That said, I will leave anyone interested in the myriad of predictions and prophecies regarding December 21st, 2012, to investigate further online. My obvious skepticism of all things New Age does not denote that I do not believe there is something of import in our immediate and proximate future. I have had an intuitive sense of an event approaching for some years now, but rather than rely on other people for my speculation and conjecture regarding it, I choose to keep with my own intuitions. I do not need to know the specifics, or I would know the specifics. I have no intention of becoming another hysterical human being with an end date. What I am doing is living as if there is some meaning behind my intuitions of impending global change. I am preparing myself so that I will not be one of the dumbfounded running around like a chicken with the head cut off. And that is why I ask any of you that believe December 21st, 2012 will bring us some sort of cataclysm or global enlightenment, are you just passively waiting like a deer in the headlights? What are you doing in preparation for massive global change? If you are just talking to hear yourself talk and not doing anything to wake up or become enlightened, then you deserve your hapless fate if that date turns out to be true. There are over 1 billion co-creators out there putting energy into that date. So who knows what that focus hysteria, fear, or even hope is capable of creating.